Good day. I'm Paige Estrutori with Financial Services Online, coming to you on this Tuesday, November 18th, 2025, with your weekly finance news wrap. Let's dive into the major stories impacting the Australian market this week. First up, ANZ Group announced an annual cash earnings drop of 14%, posing totals of a $5.79 billion for the fiscal year ending on September 30th. This fall results from a $1.1 billion post-tax impact, with over $400 million towards redundancy costs and $264 million in regulatory penalties. Chief Executive Nuno Matos has stated plans for a strategic 3% cut in costs next year as a measure against looming margin pressure. A significant struggle for the bank has been the integration of Suncorp Bank, yet despite these challenges, remarkable resilience has been demonstrated, with shares rising by 2.6%. Any enterprise looking to keep their financial partnerships diversified should take ANZ's commitment to cost efficiency into account. Shifting gears now onto the vehicular end of the spectrum, Australia's prime motorcycle retailer, Motorcycle Holdings Limited, has announced record-breaking revenues shattering past ceilings to sit at $650 million for the 2025 fiscal year. This vigorous growth, manifesting as an impressive 11.6% increase from last year, has been propelled by an 8% rise in brand new motorcycle sales and a 5% upturn for secondhand sales. What stands out for Motorcycle Holdings Limited is their strategy of targeted initiatives combined with a solid digital focus, leading to a substantial growth in online sales by 59%. This blend of traditional and new-age retail methods has propelled their market share to a lofty 16.6%, a fact that CEO Matthew Wiesner has emphasized while discussing their expansion into categories like off-highway bikes and watercraft. An increased emphasis on customer service with an omni-channel approach looks poised to further deepen the connection with Australian riders while granting them enhanced opportunities. In other motorbike-related news, the Australian Superbike and Motorcycling Australia, in coordination with the ASBK management team, have announced a considerable schedule recalibration. Starting from 2027, the Australian Superbike Championship will take place over the summer, aligning itself more closely with leading global championships, with the intention to empower this event's profile and keep the experience consistent for all fans and teams alike. Scheduling alterations like these may well influence model releases and promotional ventures, affecting key consumer decisions and financial planning needs. We wrap up today's news with a look at the National Road Freight Transport Association's call for action against illegal recruitment practices in Australia's trucking industry. The association has focused on the proliferating menace of sham contracting, a tactic employed to categorize employee drivers as independent contractors falsely, thereby avoiding payroll taxes and other responsibilities. It's a troubling trend for lawful operators struggling with costs inflated by 20 to 30%, exacerbating safety risks and causing significant tax revenue losses. It's an industry issue that demands comprehensive action. That concludes this Tuesday's weekly finance news wrap. Catch this transcript and more at our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrutori, advising you to stay informed, stay smart, and stay ahead.